Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Aoife Mulholland is with us and Ruth McGill. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Ruth, I'm so glad that's your favourite from Van Morrison.
It is my favourite.
It's just wonderful.
Yes,
and it's just breezy and up and, you know, in a world gone mad, which is a bit like what you guys are going to be involved in very, very shortly, in the Gay Theatre. Because you're talking about The Borrowers, which is... when does it actually start? When does it start?
It opens on November 16th.
Yes.
And I think previews start November 11th on Monday.
Yeah,
Monday
11th.
Yeah, so quite close. Yeah, 2 weeks time.
I remember this as going to this years ago, the movie. And that's completely mad.
Yeah.
But I loved it. Is it Jim Broadbent in the movie, I think?
He was, yes.
He was, wasn't he?
John Goodman, I think, as well.
Yeah, John
Is
Goodman.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Was it around 1997?
Probably, yeah. So, because when our children would have been really small. And we, you know, because that's, you'd go to something like this because it'd be mad. So let's talk to me about it. Ruth, tell me a little bit about this, because both of you have, you know, such experience in terms of this world. But how will this be imagined on the stage in the Gate?
Without wanting to give away too much.
Yes.
At the moment, we were talking about this earlier, there's a lot of imagination work going on the actors' behalf.
Yes.
Because when we're on the stage, it's going to be a different setup because we'll have lights, everything kind of with us, and a few sort of tricks. I don't want to give too much away.
No, I know.
But there's going to be a few tricks that the Gate are going
to
pull.
Because we need to explain
the world.
That the Borrowers are this family, the Clock family, who live under the floorboards, basically.
Very little family. Yes.
And you're not small. You're a tall person.
No, I'm actually... You mean in real life?
Yes, Aoife.
In real life, I'm tall. But for this run, they're actually going to shrink me for the whole
they're
time.
Shrink you.
And then hopefully I'll get back to normal after.
Oh, please God, as you leave the theatre, all will be well. It is about suspending your belief in whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
I love the fact you're putting this on at the Gate. I think it's terrific. Because a show like this, it's magical. The Gate is magical in its own way as well. I always felt.
And there's lots of people. When we go into work every day, there's people outside the rehearsal room making just the most amazing things. And every day there's something else, a massive, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but like imagine a small animal and you go in and it's just this massive thing beside you.
That's right, because everything has to be made to be really big
to make us
to make
small.
You look
yes,
even yeah
exactly.
Of course.
Yeah,
well, that's not giving too much away.
So I can imagine kids are going to be absolutely blown away, and even not even just the set, but our costumes are just out of this world. They're very colourful, very.
And it is a kind of a mad story about, because people, those who know the story where one of the children sees one of the borrowers, as it were, and hence the mayhem that ensues.
Yes.
I'm just so excited about it. I just want to give people, this is just a flavour of the music from The Borrowers. This is your music. And especially written for the occasion. Oh, by the way, now that you're here, anybody like some O'Brien's sticky toffee sweeties? Are you allowed these things?
Oh, yes.
Are you allowed? I'm just passing these over to the lady. Just while you're here, just
you
mind. They're really nice.
Don't tell
so whoever eats one first will have to wait while the other person speaks. Aoife, I have to say, from your point of view, you've been immersed in all this carry-on for a long time. Theatre and music. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we were together for Marty in the Evening last year. But like you come from a pub background. I better explain this because your family had a pub.
Yeah, they did years and years
hotel.
Ago called the Hilltop
Hotel
in Salt Hill in Galway.
Yeah,
they ran that for many, many years, and that's where we kind of loved the craft of performing and playing for people and just getting up singing a song, and that's how it kind of got into all of our bloods. And my uncles were professional musicians then out of that, and my dad, and
you're immersed in all that world,
totally
obviously.
Immersed, yeah.
And then when you take that, and then you go off to you do chess, obviously, which we all know about, in the Royal Albert Hall, was
that's
it?
Correct,
Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
And then obviously you're on the telly in the Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
Solving a problem, like Maria. Yeah. And there was it 10,000 people?
10,000 people auditioned, yeah.
And it's the fact that you came fourth.
I did.
Oh, crikey. Can you rule how you could deal with that? Is she a bit diva-esque? I'd say it's so difficult. I happen to know that you're not anything like that, by the way. But it's a great road. And I mean, you're home now and you're here all the time.
Yeah.
And your family, which is very important.
Yeah, my three boys getting ready for Halloween.
It's very big time.
Big
are you
time
dressing?
Actually, because I've been working this whole week, I dropped them off to my mum in Galway.
You deal with them.
So I left a bag of costumes with my mum, and I said, good luck.
Well, I'm sure they'll have a great... But that's another thing, Ruth, in terms of rehearsals. How long do you rehearse for... because this is a particularly... How will I put it? It's quite intricate, isn't it?
It's very technical piece.
Yeah.
We have 5 weeks to rehearse this, but we have a whole week of technical rehearsals, which is going to be very, very important.
Yeah.
That's when we move into the theatre. And that's where all the elements will come together, because there's a limit to what a human being can bring into the room with their imagination.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that moment where the actor kind of is craving the theatre and getting all the parts
of course
together in a life.
But it must be, because it's so involved, this, and so it's just, I have this vision that, like, if somebody fluffs a line or something, you're going, I'm waiting on the line. You have to jump in, and because it'll be a bit of mayhem.
I think that's the nature of this show.
I mean.
It's going to be one of those, just keep on going.
But that's
every show, you know, that's pretty much every show.
Yeah.
But this one in particular, I think, too, has that. There is mayhem by nature in it. So actually, I think the work is to have the quiet zen-like structure inside and let the mayhem be the playful part.
Well, perhaps, Well, good luck with that. I just want to play a little bit of Both Sides now, because Aoife is here.
Nice.
And don't worry, Ruth, we have you as well. We've every bass covered this morning. This is from our Martin in the Evening with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra.
Gorgeous.
A little bit of Both Sides now from April, I think it was April or May time. I'm trying to remember. Last year. And this is Aoife.
Rows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. Thank you. you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way.
There's Aoife singing Both Sides Now from Joni Mitchell with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra from RTÉ in the evening. That's stunning. It's really wonderful to hear that again. We were just chatting while that was, we weren't chatting, we were listening to you, of course, Aoife, but we were having the chats about the borrowers. And Ruth, you made a good point. This is the idea that people who would have read the book would have seen the film. Whether you have children or not, you'd be very much inclined to want to go and see this.
I think so. I think from nostalgia, and you're talking about your daughter, probably love to see it. And I think that's so beautiful because it's almost like it's for you.
Yes.
It's like for yourself. I think it's beautiful to bring
a comfort blanket.
Bring your children as well. But I think that is something like for adults. I think there is a lot in this because
I think
it's
so
about
too.
Going back.
Reliving
your memory.
Yeah, childhood. And I think it's. I'm very glad that the Gate is putting on the borrowers because to me, these things matter. You know, you're in a very competitive market. It's Christmas. You've got the Bord Gáis, you've got the Gaiety, everybody else. Everybody's doing their own thing. So you've got to be in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. And if you put on something that, I was going to say isn't age appropriate, but this is for everybody, but that is not necessarily of the season.
Yes.
Then I think you could miss out, you know. And I think the fact that the Borrowers is going to be on and the full cast, this is busy bee stuff. The fact that it's a full cast is also very important. Mm-hmm. And people will go, we'll go to this, but we'll also go to that.
Yeah.
And that's what you want, isn't it?
Yes.
Because people can't afford to go to everything.
Yes.
But when you're running right through into the new year.
We are.
I was amazed.
12th of January.
That's a long run.
9 weeks.
Yeah, it is a long one.
You'll be worn out.
Well,
possibly.
We'll earn our Christmas dinner for sure.
You will earn your Christmas dinner. Ruth, while I have you, there's certain... well, you tell me the name of the band.
Oh, the Evertides.
The Evertides.
Yes.
And
The Lady Band.
A beautiful voice.
It was a girl band. It didn't seem right to call us girls.
But you're always going to be girls. Go on. But how many are you?
There's three of us.
Yes.
Myself, Ruth Smith, and Alma Kelleher.
Yes.
So there was three of us. We're very good friends, and we've sort of had a hiatus for a while, but I think we're always, the Evertides is still ever-present for us, so we will
and
get
back. And is
that
because you're involved in theatre so much? Is that because, you know, all the bits that you do, all that
Yeah, I think
work?
All of our lives were in different, I mean, actually, we're all related to the theatre in some way. Alma is a sound designer, Ruth is also an actress, musician, many things. And so, yeah, we had a little moment of, like, I think we'll take a little moment away, but we always have, like, every so often we're messaging each other going, Let's get back together. And I think you're playing Scarlet Ribbons.
Yes, I am.
And that's actually the song that brought us kind of together, where we fell into a harmony. I sort of described it as a puddle of loveliness. And we went, oh my goodness. Because we've all found where our harmony line lay for us, and then it was real inspiration.
That's a lovely phrase, puddle of loveliness. That's a lovely phrase.
Puddle of loveliness.
Yeah.
And of the comeback tour.
Yeah, come back to her. It's going to happen.
I have to ask you while I have you here, just very briefly. Dancing at Lunacy, which you did at the Gay Theatre, astonishing piece of work.
Beautiful production.
Nodding in your general direction, and I mean, and I also love the fact that you were there in the gate doing it. Gambon was in the movie. Michael Gambon, also in the Gay Theatre,
yes,
which is a great honour to see. I was a great fan of his. I loved him to bits. But just, I'm doffing a cap in your general direction.
You.
Not at all. This is Scarlet Ribbons, anyway. I'll still listen to this.
Closed and shuttered. All
I think you're right. I think it is Christmassy.
It is beautiful.
It is Christmassy, isn't it? Ruth, that's stunning. Yeah. That's just stunning. You were saying that was from an EP that you did.
That was from our winter EP.
Right.
The thing with seasons, the Evertides. So we did one for spring, and Reasons for Spring is one of the songs from that. And then we created... Oh, then there's also summer. We did Mayfly, and then winter was
And did you release it as a CD or was
a little? I don't think we released them as CDs. Just EPs into the world. Sending out
in the ether, you mean?
Into the ether.
That's a pity. That's because to have a song for every season for people like us, it would be very handy if we had a CD. But if we don't have a CD, we're going to have to find it now and program these songs into each one. That's very clever. That's very clever. That's beautiful singing. It's just stunning. Because it is a song that lends itself not always to a great moment, but you guys turned it into one, so that's fantastic. Yeah, so well done.
Sad and beautiful, and it's finding, as you were saying, to make it not too maudlin. There's that little thin edge where it could become that.
And but that's where Aoife got the it's Christmassy.
That's what I was just saying, like blood harmony, you know, you sound like sisters, you mix so
Those
harmonies.
It's interesting, you're both at the gate. I'm thinking of you as Marlene Dietrich,
not that long ago.
Obviously dancing at Lunasa. It is a wonderful venue, isn't it? It's
the most
special
room.
There's
something special about the gate. We walked on the stage yesterday and just to take in that audience, you know, and it's not a massive space, but it's just something special about it. And even looking at the ceiling, there's four massive chandeliers and the detail on the ceiling, those little things.
You're very close to the audience.
Yeah. It's very intimate.
You've neither of you are prepared to tell me basically anything about the barber, so I get that. However,
you'll have to come and see it.
I have every intention. I might have a 7-month-old. No, I won't. She's too young. But I'm dying to see it. But are you doing it on the stage or is it in the round? Can you even tell me that?
Oh, it's not happening on the stage.
It's happening on the stage. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I remember Owen Rowe years ago did Scrooge, but it was in the round.
That's right.
And they came kind of from the stage area to the centre and out the door. Mm. It was very different.
Two different things with the stage like that, but we're just doing
You're doing the stage. That's good. I think it's going to be terrific. Will you stay with me? Because I have one more track I want to play, but there's a small matter of traffic. Okay. And we have to find out. Because I know you don't give it. I know you don't. I know you're not interested in traffic, but we are.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
Sinead, there you are.
Hello again, Marty.
The Borrowers. Did you see the Borrowers movie? Did you see it?
Do you know, I think I might have seen it in the past. I have memories. But I can't picture it fully.
Memories. Like the corners of my mind. Anyway, off
give
you
that
go.
Man the microphone.
Talk to me. Come on.
A bus has broken down at the junction of Dorset Street and Gardiner Street in Dublin. It's in the middle lane. Expect delays as a result. There are delays as well heading in on the Drumcondra Road upper and on the Carborough Road eastbound. Traffic is slow but moving in Galway on the Tuam Road inbound, approaching the Bohorna Drive junction. Watch out for lane restrictions in Cork on Carrigrohan Road at Victoria Cross from 7am until 7pm. That's today and all this week. There are significant delays in Limerick on all four roads approaching Union Cross at the moment. In Kilkenny, there will be a stop-go system on the main street in Mooncoyne from 7am until 7pm today, and another stop-go system in Wexford all this week on the main street in Ballycanoe. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
All right, Sinead, take care, and we'll talk to you whenever.
Whenever it may be.
I knew you wouldn't be here tomorrow.
You knew well.
God bless you. Talk to you in the morning, Sloan. Lads, just before I let you go, just to check this. So you have previews starting on the 11th of November. This is, we're talking about the Borrowers at the Gay Theatre, 12th and 15th. But the opening night's not until the 16th. on a Saturday.
Saturday.
And you were telling me that's at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's a great time. Small people.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I think it's good. I think it'll be gorgeous that it's an opening night with a lot of young people
there.
It's
a lovely idea. And then you've schools and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But your actual time, the actual time of the presentation for the run is
7:30.
7:30.
Yeah. And 2 p.m. matinee, I think, on a Wednesday.
All right. So, look, you're not going to be home, lads, at all. You're not going to be home at all for Christmas. No wonder your mother's rearing your children now at this stage. We should mention, obviously, Ben Morris and Claire O'Leary and David Rawl.
Yes.
And Martin Beans Ward.
Yes.
What an interesting name.
Yes.
B-E-A-N-Z.
He got that as a kid. He said it was a nickname that stuck.
Are you serious? That's hilarious. Anyway, they're all going to be there, and Ruth McGill as well, and Aoife Mulholland. Thanks for coming in. The Borrowers at the Gate. It'll be very magical. And now that you've, as I said, given me no information, it'll be everything will be a surprise when we go.
It'll be a big surprise.
Yeah. Well, it will be a big surprise because you'll be tiny. You'll be tiny and big and small. The Borrowers, which incidentally, I should let you know, I thought it was Roald Dahl. It's Charles Way's adaptation of Mary Norton's novels. That's what the story is. This is If I Ain't Got You, which is a bit brilliant, Alicia Keys, but it's Aoife. Take care. Thank you both.
Thanks,
Vince.